Mark chapter 12. The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Most Americans only think of a cornerstone as a stone that is imprinted with a date the building is built, a stone that honors the efforts of the builders. In fact, some stones we call cornerstones are put in place after the building is even completed. We just slide them into a prepared slot. But when the Bible refers to a cornerstone, it refers to the first stone laid for the foundation. The builders would chisel a stone from the quarry until it was perfectly square. They would measure the placement of all other stones against that cornerstone. It was the measuring stone. It was the standard by which all the walls of the building were measured. In Mark 12, Jesus calls himself the cornerstone, or the measuring stone. When Jesus Christ is called the cornerstone, God is saying, "I measure everything by my Son." We should do the same. When we look at our lives, we shouldn't compare ourselves with those around us. You can always find someone worse off than you. Our standard for thought, word, and deed should be Jesus. We shouldn't ask, how do we compare to others? But instead, how do we compare to Christ? And if we're honest about it, we will always come up short. But rather than defeat us, this verdict should bring us comfort. For God then gives us a remedy. Acts chapter 10. Of him all the prophets bear witness, that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. How are you measuring up today? Are you a little off the mark? Come to Jesus, and he will set you straight.